This is MovieCast, Episode 7.
The Transformers, more than meets the eye. Autobots wage their battle to destroy the evil forces of the Decepticons. The Transformers,
robots in disguise.
The Transformers, more than meets the eye. The Transformers.
A new show. Yeah. It's been since February. yeah. A lot of things have happened since then, and I guess I should mention, Michael's going off to college, so won't be hearing much of him. So I'm gonna try to run the show solo for a while. And I guess you're wondering why there wasn't any new episodes, and really the reason why it's, I don't want to say I was lazy, but basically I was. So yeah. Okay, so a lot of movies I saw over the time. That's basically what I have been doing, is watching movies. So don't be like you were playing Guitar Hero, which I was about 2 minutes ago. But anyways, okay, so I guess we'll get on to some of the news of today, which is kind of some weird news, I thought. But Zemeckis, Robert Zemeckis, which we have talked about him in our Back to the Future episode, he's announcing that he's making a CG something weird. It's not CG, though. It's kind of like CG, but in a real movie. I don't know. It's going to be like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, kind of. But Jim Carrey is going to play Ebenezer Scrooge, the ghost of Christmas past, ghost of Christmas present, the ghost of Christmas future. Say that 5 times fast. In A Christmas Carol. It's going to be kind of cool. I like Jim Carrey. I think he should do more dramatic work, but who can complain, really? Let's see here. So, oh, yeah, so I guess I'll leave that to the topic then. That kind of confirms all that jazz. Nothing really else that I know of happened. I mean, oh well. This directly correlates with our topic for today, but it's kind of been confirmed that there's going to be a Transformers sequel. I mean, they were talking to Michael Bay, and he said he kind of liked to do it. Yeah. I say too much, I'm sorry. I'm kind of doing this on my own now, so whatever. I guess this is our news then. There it was again. At the site, I don't know if you know our site, but it's moviecast.podomatic.com. I'll repeat that again. moviecast.podomatic.com. That's our official, non-official actually, well it's official, but whatever. That's our official website, and you can go there for news updates and whatnot. But I'm thinking about branching it out into a forum. I've been looking on the internet, and I'll punch that up right now actually. I've been looking on the internet at this site called proboards.com, and it looks like I can do it, but I don't know. Yeah, should be easy to do, and I want us to actually have a forum if people want it. So just if you're interested in a forum, please email me at moviecastmail@gmail.com. Because I want to know if I actually did a forum, would anybody actually go to it? But I'll probably end up making one anyways, so don't worry about it. Going on, I guess, I can start talking about our first topic, which is the movie trailer. If you've seen Transformers, this was the movie trailer before Transformers. Okay, gotcha. Okay, the movie trailer before Transformers was an untitled J.J. Abrams production, and it's very confusing. It's shrouded type thing. You don't know really anything that's happening, but it's really cool, and there's destruction, bam, and all that cool stuff. There's a lot of rumors going around about this movie, and they think there's a title. There's two titles, really. One is 1/18/08, which is the release date for the movie. The other is Cloverfield. And if you go on IMDb's message boards, a lot of people are talking about it, and it's pretty weird, you know. I mean, really nothing has been for sure yet. So, you know. Yeah. Sorry, I was mesmerized by the retards on the IMDb forum. I'm just kidding, I love those forums, but not exactly the smartest people in the world. No offense, again, but there's some imposters that say they're part of the movie, and you know how that is, they're not. Basically so far, nothing's been really announced. There's a few theories out there. One is in the trailer that say it's alive, blah, blah, blah. There's a theory out there that said it's a lion, and suppose that has to correlate with Voltron. I've never seen Voltron, so I wouldn't know. But, and then Godzilla, obviously. And then a H.P. Lovecraft character named Cthulhu, which I'm not really a reader. I am. Star Wars books, but not those books. But Cthulhu is basically a giant Godzilla that lives in the sea. Which Godzilla even lives in the sea, but it's kind of like a god or something to that effect. It has more followers type things. I don't really know. But I'm just telling you the raw facts. There's two sites that were given for this thing, and it was... I'll get the sites up for you, because I want to tell you. It's EthanHaasWasRight.com and EthanHaasWasWrong.blogspot.com. Those are two sites confirmed by J.J. Abrams. But... you can do puzzles, and there's video clips, and you find a little bit more out, but it's still really a mystery. But I'm really excited for this movie. I will be in line opening day. I will see this movie right away. Okay. On to my next topic, which is the main topic of today. Transformers. Now, the robots in disguise. And they're more than meets the eye, so you got two things working for you there. Transformers, might I say, was one of the best adaptations of anything ever. Because, boy, that was a good movie. I'm not usually the typical guy that goes out and sees... well, I kind of am, but I'm not really a fan of generic, really summer blockbuster movies. I personally don't like any of the Harry Potters. I'm not really a big fan of... I like Pirates, but only the second one because it reminded me a little of Empire Strikes Back, but that's like a whole different story. Yeah. But this movie right here was... For never watching the Transformers cartoon, I mean, it was amazing. It was fantastic. It follows a kid named Sam Witwicky, and he's kind of like your everyday nerd, but he's my age, so it's kind of cool, but he's actually 25, and you can't really tell that, but really, he's like trying to get the girl the whole time and all that jazz, but, you know, he buys his first car, and he takes it out, and he brings it back home, and while he's asleep, it drives away, he chases it, turns into a giant robot, that whole thing. Really good thing. I really don't have any complaints about this movie. Transformations were really smooth. I think I'm not gonna describe the movie for you, but there was just this one part that I loved, and it was Bumblebee, okay, and he was driving, okay, and he crashed out this window, and then the other Transformer was chasing it, crashed out the same movie, like, same window, and then turned into a police car and start chasing it. That rocked, okay? That right there made my day. A really good cast, Shia LaBeouf. I don't know how to pronounce that, but whatever. He was really good. Really excited for Indiana Jones now, the fourth one, because I found out that he was actually not retarded, like I once almost thought. Anthony Anderson's in this movie, which is pretty darn cool, because every movie gets better with Anthony Anderson. The really, 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 I can't stress this enough, hot Megan Fox. Yo! Yeah. And Kevin Dunn is the dad, and he's funny, and he's been in some random movies I've seen before. I just can't remember what. Now I'm looking at his IMDb page, trying to find out what he was in. Oh, he was in Godzilla. He was Tony Hicks, my last name, on another guy. There's a Godzilla series? I didn't know there was a Godzilla cartoon, sorry. I just wanted to know. Anyways, and of course they got Peter Cullen back to do the voice of Optimus Prime, which was fantastic. And then they got, whatever the hell his name is. Crap! What's his name? IMDb needs to, like, organize this page better. Because this is a bunch of poop. Literal poop. Ah, Hugo Weaving. Great actor. Agent Smith. He does Megatron. Sounds really, really poopy pantsy. You know, a lot of this movie's had to deal with Bumblebee. And he became my favorite Transformers just instantly watching this movie because... he's kind of like the underdog and whatever. But it was a really good movie. And mostly for the fact that I think this movie finally made me stop wondering, like, stop seeing that CGI, like, stop noticing it, at least. I didn't notice it all throughout this movie, and usually I notice it. I mean, of course I notice the big giant robots, but they kind of looked, you know, pretty real. I guess I'll talk about some other summer movies now, because I've actually been to the theater a few times now. I also saw Live Free and Die Hard. This movie was fantastic. It kind of was better than With a Vengeance, Die Hard. But you know, Bruce Willis, always, you know, the same. You know, he's always the guy. You know, and just some longs in it, and he's not really that bad. You would think having the quirky sidekick was really dumb. In this movie, it actually pays off because in some parts of the movie, he stops being quirky. He starts, you know, getting a gun and beating the crap out of people, which is pretty darn cool. Not much to say about this movie. I mean, Kevin Smith's in it. There's a lot of, it's a lot of espionage, internet-based terrorism. The story kind of was far-fetched to me, just from the point that, you know, kind of, I don't know. It just kind of made me mad. Because it didn't really give a rock-solid reason for why the villain was doing what he's doing. It gave a reason, but it was very... I don't think that guy would actually do that. I don't... In my mind, I wouldn't do that. I mean, but this guy did. Also, I saw Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer. I don't know. You know, this movie was really good, you know. I don't like getting into all the geeky stuff about it, but it followed the comics, and it was good. There was a Stan Lee cameo, and you know, I'm really not talking about these movies as much as I thought I was. It's kind of getting back into podcasting. It's getting a little hard, but oh well. Wow. 16 minutes. Not that good. Okay. On my own here. I gotta do this. Okay. So, you know, I can't think of anything to say now. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna bring back an old feature telling you, some of the, where is it? Some of the DVD releases coming out for the month of July, because I don't think we really know much what's coming out. It's kind of hard to find out, but whoa, Ghostbusters! I didn't know this was. Supposedly there's a ghost. Oh, Ghostbusters, the old one. Never mind. Okay. As for July 3rd, Eureka Season 1 came out, which some people like. I've never seen it. July 10th, The Astronaut Farmer. I haven't seen it. Extras, the first two seasons. The Last Mimsy. Then for July 17th, the complete second season of The Hulk, Red Dawn. Red Dawn is a fabulous movie if you've ever seen it. I think everyone can agree on that one. Red Dawn is just, oh, that's a good movie. Love that movie. Oh, and, let's see, July 24th, a 3-disc collection of the Bourne Files, which is from the Bourne Identity movies, Harvey Birdman and Attorney at Law Season 3, Live Free or Die Hard, July 24th, what? Sorry. It's Live Free or Die. That makes me mad. Star Trek Fan Collective Captain's Log. 300 comes out July 31st. Freaking finally get to watch that movie. Hot Fuzz, I don't really know what that is. Kung Fu Hustle, a new edition. Pathfinder, he finds paths for you so you don't have to. That looks about it. Anyways, those are what I'm interested in. There might be some other stuff. Ghost in the Shell comes out July 3rd. I like Ghost in the Shell. It's the only anime I'll ever watch. Okay. So, I don't know about you guys, but over the last few, it's been months now, I've been watching some really good movies. And when I say good, I don't mean like good. So I'm going to start a new little segment here. I'm going to recommend some movies for you. And these are the movies that I watch. Okay? So you probably should watch them, because whatever I watch has got to be amazing. Just going to my Netflix here. Where's my deep? No. There we go. Found it. Okay. So, a great movie, dude. My favorite movie ever made. Ever. And this is a fact. I don't make any point of hiding this or anything. My favorite movie ever made is Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, starring Jim Carrey. That's why I said earlier that I wanted him to do more dramatic work. Anyways, this movie's a romantic comedy. It's okay. This is about people that go and get their minds erased. And this couple, each one of them gets their mind erased. And it follows Jim Carrey through his erasing. And slowly but surely, he's kind of exiting reality to escape him losing the memory of her, because he falls back. Yeah. Movie's great. I mean, it's freaking amazing. It also stars Kate Winslet, Kirsten Dunst, Tom Wilkinson, Elijah Wood. Those great people. I love this movie. It's one of my favorite movies. It's directed by Michael Gondry. And probably have never heard of this director. Maybe you have. He's a French guy. He also did a movie called Science of Sleep, which is a very great movie in its own right. It's about a guy that can't really control his dreams and reality at the same time. So his dreams are coming into his reality and he doesn't know which is which. And so he gets kind of crazy. Stars a bunch of French people. So, you know. You should see that one. It's a good one. Next, I'm going to talk about a recent one I just saw. You, Me, and You, and Everyone You Know. I can't even describe this movie. It's just fantastic. Bunch of people I don't know again. I don't think you would know them either. It's just a good movie. I mean, I can't even describe that movie. There's not really even a plot. It's pretty crazy. Next, I'll talk about the first of two Bill Murray movies. This movie is called Broken Flowers, and its director is Jim Jarmusch. And this movie is about this guy gets stumped by another girlfriend and then finds an unsigned letter in his mail, and it's his 19-year-old son. He goes on a cross-country trip to find out which son it could be. or who's the mother, really. Really crazy. It has really the best ending I've ever seen. Literally the best ending. The ending in this movie, I mean, just go see this movie. Okay. Lost in Translation is my other one. A lot of people saw this one for good reason. Good movie. Garden State. I mean, Garden State's a movie. It's about a guy that goes back to New Jersey. And Zach Braff's in it. And so is Natalie Portman. It's a smart, good movie that I like. Also, another good movie is Stranger Than Fiction. It's kind of along a different lines, and a lot of people actually did see this one because it had a really good cast, and who blames them? It's, this guy finds out he's gonna die, and a lot of weird, weird stuff. His life is getting narrated and put into a book, and this girl narrates it, and he can hear her. And then he has to go find her, and then the girl plans to kill him off, and then he, you know, goes and finds her, and his life changes for the experience, let's just say. So, those are my picks. I mean, I love those movies. Those are a bunch of great movies I like. They're kind of in the same genre, I know, but darn it, I like them. So, yeah. Man, what's the deal with this, okay? They're making another Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles season, but instead of going back and releasing all the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles seasons before, they don't. They just release seasons, and they have all the volumes of just random DVDs. I hate that. Sorry. I just wanted to be now put into that, because that made me mad. So, I mean, not much more to talk about, and I know this episode's pretty short, and I'm just trying to get back in it, you know. It's kind of hard. So, I'll just, you know, this is this episode. There'll be another one soon. Leave it at that, a little informal handshake, you know, touch your boob a little. Part ways, even if you are a man. Yeah. Oh, mention it again. Our website is moviecast.podomatic.com. Leave comments there on the episodes. I'd really like you to leave comments this time, because, you know, if you left me a comment, I'd be happy, and I might buy you dinner. Not really. Also, it's worth mentioning that I'm going to try to get a forum started. If not tonight, tomorrow. So, just leave me a freaking comment so I know that there's someone out there watching this show. I don't care who you are. You might be like, hey, I'm on the subway here, and I'm not going to go on my laptop that I am doing stuff on right now to go leave you a comment. Please leave me a comment, sir. I'd buy you a boat. Literally buy you a boat. No, I wouldn't. Our email, if you're like, got your PDA out, and you have to write an email instead of coming to the site and leaving an actual comment, email us at moviecastmail@gmail.com. It'd be a very nice thing to do. I'd do nothing for you. So yeah, I'll try to get Michael before he leaves to college to do one more episode. But I brought it back. our show is back. Yippee! So I'll talk to you on the flip side, I guess. Blamoy.